Blog Talk Radio.
Condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. You're tuned in live right here on the Faith Walking Faithful broadcast with yours truly, the King's Daughter, Naomi. I tell you what, it is always a privilege and an honor to be here with you. I don't take it lightly. And today we got a special guest with us. We got Miss Shawn Coco McMillan with us. And I'm telling you, she got some fantastic news where we all can be a blessing. How are you doing, Miss Shawn?
I'm doing great. How are you, Naomi?
I tell you what, I'm doing wonderful. So glad to hear from you. And I'm telling you, it's been a while.
I know, right?
Look, I'm like, she only said 5 minutes. I'm like, I didn't know she was so busy on the time constraint. So we only got 15. But I'm so honored. Yeah. Amen.
I am too.
Amen.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. Can you just do us a quick favor, those that are tuned in, can you give us a little bit of background of who you are? I know we don't have a whole lot of time. But a little bit of background of who you are and a little bit of the, let us know a little bit about who you work with, you know, and some of the awesome things you've had the privilege of doing in Christ Jesus. Go ahead.
All right. Oh, great. Thank you, Naomi. Again, my name is Coco McMillan. I am from Raleigh, North Carolina. I was a background singer for the late Joan of Earth for 11 years. I also did background work for Aaliyah, Mickey Howard, the OJs. So I did have a wonderful opportunity to see the background behind those wonderful people, to learn a lot from them. In 2009, I released my first album entitled I've Been Delivered. I was one of the top three nominees for the Stellar Award for New Album of the Year. Praise God for that. Being that was my first album, so I'm so excited about that. On my journey, I was able to travel to Africa to spend some time there in Morocco to work there and sing there in Africa. So that was wonderful, and it's just been a great journey that God has been, you know, putting me on. And, you know, the latest news I will share with you whenever you're ready, but I'm just very excited, you know, what I've done, where God is sending me, and just being able to, you know, to reach the people of God.
That is awesome. I tell you what, I wanted, before you got into the big news, I want you to give some nuggets Of course, I always try to do that. To those that are, you know, up-and-coming artists, some of us that's just starting out, can you tell us some of the do's and don'ts you've learned along the way so we don't have to go down the same road? Just give us a few of them, maybe two or three.
Absolutely. Definitely, I'll start with the do's. You know, if you have a dream, you have a goal, you know, go for it. Don't let anyone stop you, you know, from doing that. You know, God has placed it in you. No one can take that from you. Another one of the do's, you know, be able to take constructive criticism from people that's been in the industry. So you always want to look at that because, you know, I've learned that you're never too big or, you know, to learn more about your craft. And that's what you're always continuing to work on is your craft. So be able, you know, do that, accept the opportunity where someone's trying to give you criticism, but constructive criticism. The other do is, you know, fast, pray. You know, you want God to give you something and you want to go on this journey, but you need a covering. You need to be in the church. I mean, you have a pastor, someone that you can, you know, that you can talk with, but you need to go in your secret closet and pray and read and, you know, read your Bible and just really give, you know, your life to Christ and let him, you know, lead you on the journey. Some of the don'ts, you know, don't go at it looking to make a lot of money. You know, in this, are you in it for ministry or are you in it for money? Because you would definitely, you know, you don't want to go into it looking at that. And I've seen that, you know, a lot of some of the people. One of the don'ts, please don't get the big head. Because just like the Lord is giving it to you, he can take it away. You know, I've seen that a lot, and it really hurts in the gospel music industry when you see artists that, you know, get there or trying to get there and just think that, you know, there's nobody else out there but them. So don't get the big head. You don't want to do that. And the last don't I would say is, you know, don't take it for granted. Don't take this for granted because it is ministry. And so you never know who life that you can change because they're always looking at you. So when you're doing these things and you're doing your marketing piece, you know, be careful of your you know, what you wear, how you look, you know, how you expose yourself. Because, again, you know, they're watching you. They're watching you, so you want to be careful about that. So those are some of the little nuggets I can just kind of give, you know, really quick, you know, for the industry.
Right. Thank you so much. That was awesome. That was awesome.
Okay.
Now, I mean, we still got a little time, and I wanted you to help with this. Yeah. One more nugget. Do it seem, when you started this, did it seem like a divide with church and ministry? I know you said it's important to stay in the church. Can you advise somebody that's out there that feel like their church is not supportive enough, pastor's not supportive enough? How do you continue to do ministry feeling that way? I mean, what can help with that? Because there's a lot of artists that feel that way.
Right, and I'm glad you said that mm-hmm. because, again, you know, a lot of people say, okay, why do I have to be, you know, in the church or, you know, stay in the church? And when I say church, because church is in you, you know, the actual church is the building, but make sure it's inside of you. Now, if you have a pastor of covenant, I have a cousin, a pastor. He's a great pastor. He, you know, I can always go to him for advice. And I know there's a lot of people out there that, you know, been church hurt or, you know, feel that the pastors and things are not supportive. Thank God for my pastor. But, you know, you look at him, continue to pray, and, you know, God would send you the person or whatever leadership that you need to be under. So I don't want to send someone where they're not happy. But a lot of times, you know, we don't give it time. Or we just, you know, we church hop. And I've been there, and I feel it because I've been church hurt as well. So when I say that, the church has to live into you, live inside of you. So you have to read and study the word for yourself. The Bible says, you know, study and show yourself approval. So you have to read the word. And then once you fast and pray, all these things will start coming together, whether it's your pastor, whether it's your someone that he sends in as your guardian or your covenant, whoever he sends to just protect you and to be praying for you because you need the prayer, you know, whether you get it there inside the church or outside the church. But it's important for you to have that relationship, and then everything else will fall in place. But
right.
you have to have that relationship.
Amen. And like you, and like the word says, we still have the fellowship, and there's someone in that church that's watching you. So
right.
it's
right.
really
it's
important to stand
mm-hmm.
for the bigger cause of the kingdom, right?
Right, absolutely.
That's awesome. Now, okay, we're coming to the you want to get the good news first, or you want to talk a little bit about Africa, however you want to do it. We got about 4 minutes left, so
okay.
you go ahead.
Well, I'll give the good news first.
Okay, great.
I'm so happy.
Wait a minute. Oh, I was going to say you got to. Look, I was going to say you got to put some more fire behind that good news.
Like, God be the glory. I've been selected with God's favor. I've been selected as one of the top 10 finalists for Sunday Best Race. As you know, Sunday Best BET has two different things going on right now. The Sunday Best All-Star is premiering on TV every Sunday at 8 p.m. In addition to that, they also had a Sunday Best Race to the Stage, and that was an online competition that BET was doing, and it was 7,000 people in this competition. I was one of the top 10 finalists. To God be the glory. So what
Amen.
They're going to be doing is, for the winner of this competition, they have a chance to perform at the finale of the Sunday Best All-Stars in Atlanta.
Okay.
And so you'll have your chance to perform there. So the voting will begin on August the 2nd, and it's going to be online on BET.com, Sunday's Best, and then you'll click on the icon that says Race to the Stage. So you have to make sure that when you're on BET, you're looking and searching for Race to the Stage. And up there on that website, they will have our videos that we had a chance to go to New York. Wonderful contestants, the top 10, they all anointed, love them to death. We really had a great time when we were doing the taping in New York. So you'll get to see some of the videos and some of the things that we did there, and you have your chance to vote there. And that website will be up on August the 2nd at 8 p.m. So that's when you can go in and vote.
All right. And that's Eastern time.
Yes, Eastern Standard Time, 8 p.m.
And look for, is it Sean Coco McMillan that'll be on there, right?
Yes, Sean Coco McMillan. Well, you see Coco, you know that's me.
All right, now.
Yes.
That is awesome. So Race to the Stage, SundayBest.com. Go and support Sean Coco McMillan. Give her your votes. And also look at some of the others. But I don't know if you can vote for just the one, right?
Right. You can only vote for, you can only vote for your favorite artist.
Okay. Well, that'd be Sean Coco McMillan, y'all. She's the first one got me. All right. We got another minute left.
Yes.
Anything else you want to leave for the listening audience? Go ahead.
Just want to share, too. Maybe going back to Africa, got several phone calls about going over to Casablanca in September, October. So just keep me in prayer about that. I'm going back over there. And I just want to inspire even the other artists, the sky is the limit. The sky is the limit. I never imagined of ministering over in Africa, and God chose me, just like another artist, every other artist out there that's striving to do his work. So I just want to encourage the artists today to seek God, give it all you got, and watch God work in your life.
Wow, I've been invited to Africa, but I'm scared to go by myself. Well, listen, we're going to have another
church,
show.
They prayed over me. They'll tell you, they were praying. They were praying over me.
I can only imagine. Yes. We're going to have another show about that one, because I got some questions.
Absolutely.
How many
absolutely.
Shots you had to have before you went?
A lot.
They don't tell you that stuff. So if you don't know and you don't really have anybody around you, you better not be trying to go overseas and you haven't gotten all this stuff done.
Exactly.
That's
why you want to
important.
Connect to somebody. Yeah, you want to connect to somebody that's been so you can get all the information. Yeah.
Oh, All right, then. Hey, we have it here, our very own Sean Coco McMillan, and we're going to go out with our song, He Is.
Oh, they tell me that a man named David Cape got praise while hiding from Saul in the wilderness, a king in the Bible day. David asked one question, Lord, have I been betrayed? The Lord stepped in and rescued him, rejoiced and made a way. He is
my rock, my life, my everything.
He
saved me. He saved my soul and set me free.
When I'm feeling low,
one breath to him and I'm ready to go. He got the whole wide world in the
palm
of his hand. If you're happy, you know it's just
man. I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. Your inheritance, you just